Hello, hello, hello. Happy Thursday, savvy people. How y'all doing? It has been a few days since I recorded my last podcast. I hope you guys are doing great. It's been a busy 2 or 3 weeks, back to school and work and of course church and posting on Savvy Living with Lorna B on Facebook and Instagram. Like I said, back to school, shopping, also trying to get a few more fun activities in with the kiddos before they went back to school. It's been a lot. In my family, my husband's stepmother passed away, so that's been a lot on the family. So it's just a lot going on, but it's life. And so I really didn't make time to do a podcast, so I apologize because it's been, like I said, I think my last podcast was at the end of July, and today is August the 9th. So it's been a while, and I usually try to podcast once a week, but my family comes first. My kids come first. Y'all know that. My husband comes first. I do have a 9-to-5, and right now, that has to come before podcast and posted and stuff like that. So it is what it is. Life happens, but I'm happy to be back. I have some time. My kids are glad tomorrow is Friday. They started school Wednesday on yesterday, and they've had 2 great days. And I've just enjoyed looking at all of the Facebook pictures and Instagram pictures of the kids going back to school. The parents in this area that I know are doing a great job. And we did a prayer on Facebook Live. I did a prayer Sunday evening, a back to school prayer, and it was great just praying for the students, the faculty, the staff, traveling grace for them going back and forth to school, praying for all our athletes, all of our kids and after school activities, just praying that they have a wonderful, blessed, safe year. And God is in control. We are not in control. I put my kids on the bus in the mornings, and I just have to say a prayer, and I reach my hand out, and I just pray that they are protected, and I know they're protected because God is everywhere. But we have to make sure that we talk to God and we have this relationship with God and we understand God's word to be able to believe His word. And that's what I want to talk to you about for a few minutes this evening. We always talk about pray, 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 but how can you really pray and have faith and believe if you really don't know God? And I'm talking to myself. As I'm getting older, I'm realizing that I went to church all of my life. I mean, Sunday school, church every Sunday, junior missionary, singing in the choir, ushering, church on Sunday evenings, evening programs. And that was the right thing for my parents to do. And I thank them for it. But like I've been telling my mom lately, I realized that I really, right now, I'm on this voyage of really getting to know God better for myself. Not sitting up, and yes, I still go to church, of course, as I believe it's very important to worship with others. Please don't get me wrong. But as I'm getting older, I'm realizing, okay, I was born in this world alone, by myself. I came in by myself, and guess what? I'm going out by myself. And at the end of the day, I love my husband. I love my children. But when judgment comes, it's going to be me and God. And that's what I'm really focusing on now, my relationship with God. How can I read His word, but I don't really know Him? If I don't know Him, I'm not going to understand His word. It's just like me as a teacher, when I first meet my students and they first come into the classroom, I don't know them. I can't trust them with certain responsibilities. I can't expect them to trust me. You have to get to know a person, right? You have to get to know that person's personality and know what you can or cannot say to that person, and know when that person isn't feeling good, and you just have a sense when that person is stressed about something. That's the same thing with God. God wants us to get to know Him, and He left the Bible here, so that was a way for us to get to know Him. So I'm on this journey of just taking a few verses a day and really reading over the verses and studying the verses and trying to have a better understanding and, you know, Googling the verses and really trying to have a better understanding of the verses, so that when I say more God, more faith, more thanks, more blessing, when I say that more faith, I can really believe his word because I'm getting to know him. I can trust him because I'm getting to know him. And getting to know him takes, it's daily. We have to do it daily. And so that's what I want to share with you today. I want to share with you just a few verses that I, this week, have been, and last week, have been reading on and studying on. And that's what I have to do, you guys. I can't sit down with that Bible and just read. First of all, I don't have time. Second of all, I don't want to just read just to say I read it. I want to read to be able to understand it and then to be able to live by it, because that's what the Bible is. It's a guide. So with my husband's stepmother being sick, and then she just passed away, last week I really was on the healing. Because that's what I was praying for, either on this side or that side. And God chose that side. So those were some verses that I really was reading last week. And everything we need is in the Bible, by the way. Everything we need is in there. So I read 1 Peter 2:24. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. And that sums it up. God sent Jesus here to die, and not only for our sins, but health-wise too. God really wants us to live a healthy life. Now, we have to make the right choices in life, you know. If someone dies of cirrhosis of the liver, that was their choice to drink, right? If they have not have drunk so much throughout the years, they might still be living. So we do have choices. God gives us free will and choices. Matthew 9:22. Jesus turned and saw her Jesus turned and saw her. "Take heart, daughter," he said. "Your faith has healed you." And the woman was healed at that moment. So that Matthew 9:22, I love that, because, you know, people will say, "I need so-and-so to lay hands on me. I need so-and-so to do this and do that." But you know what? With our faith, we're healed. If we truly believe that we can be healed, we can be healed. Now, I'm not telling you not to go to the doctor or not to take your medicine, but you have to believe that God can really heal you. My son had asthma as a little child, a toddler. Had the breathing machine and everything. He had eczema. And I would just pray. We would be up at 2 and 3 in the morning. And I said, "God, you heal my son. My son is going to grow out of this. He is not going to have asthma he's not going to be on this machine for the rest of his life." And guess what? Gavin no longer has asthma. And he no longer has eczema breakouts, you know? So I really believe you can speak it and God will heal you. James 5:14, and I've did this many times, "Call the elders and allow them to pray and anoint them with oil." Honey, my little girl was sick with the flu a few years ago, and we had to take her to the doctor 3 times before they really figured out what was wrong. And the second time after I took her to the doctor, I took her to Judy and Jerry's house, and they put their hands on my daughter, and we prayed. And the next time I took her to the doctor, they found out what was wrong with her. And she was past the worst part and ended up being okay. Praise God. I believe in it. And it's not just elders, but the reason they say elders, I truly believe, because, you know, people who have been believing for a long time, people who have had the faith for a long time. And I would put my hands on my children and pray for them. Even if they have a bad cold, sinuses acting up, whatever the case may be, and I'll say, you know what, by his stripes, you are healed. Jeremiah 17:14, "Heal me, Lord, and I will be healed. Save me and I will be saved, for you are the one I praise." We praise God. We believe God. We believe God. We believe what he says. So if he says he can heal you, he's done it before, he can do it again. Simple as that. And Psalms 30:2, "Lord, my God, I call to you for help and you heal me." Period, point blank. And I'm not just talking about a physical sickness. It can be mental. It can be relationship-wise. It can be, you know, maybe a relationship with a spouse, relationship with your mother, relationship with your children. Tell God to lead, get in the midst of that thing and take over that thing, because we can't do it. We can't do it by ourselves, but God can do it. He truly can heal from the inside out, top to bottom. He can do it. Walk around your house and say, "Heal my house, Jesus. The spirit ain't right up in here." Make it a loving house. Make it a warm house, a forgiving house. He can do it. So last week, while I was going through with my husband, dealing with his stepmother sickness, and then she passed away. Those were really the verses I was really, really praying about and focusing on. So whatever you're going through today, tomorrow, the next few days, that's life. You know, life has a journey of ups and downs. But remember that God left us the best directions in the world, and that he's here to help us. All we have to do is get to know him so we can really trust and believe that he'll do it. And I'm here to tell you, he'll do it. He will do it. But we have to do our part. His hand is open. His arms are open wide. He wants us to come in and surrender to him and surrender to his word and surrender to his will. And in my life right now, at almost 38 years old, I surrender. And I know it. I know he'll take care of me, because he's taken care of me for 37 years. Even when I was not giving him all of my time, and that when I wasn't reading his word, and when I wasn't praying constantly. And one more thing, I listened to Pastor Rick Warren's Daily Devotions, and he said something so powerful today. Oh my goodness. He was just simply, just to sum it up, I'm not saying it word for word, but to sum it up, he was saying, if we want God, you know, to be in every aspect of our lives, we have to allow him to be. We have to, and if we want God's power over our lives, we have to continually give everything to him. Yeah, he's in control, but he gives us free will. And so you guys, if y'all want to listen to an awesome devotional, daily devotional, Pastor Rick Warren is awesome. He's on Facebook and stuff. And I go on and click on it. But he was saying, God has the power. He has the healing power. He has everything we need. But we have to take it to him every bit of our lives. We can't just take this section of our lives and say, God, we want to hear. Or God, I'm going to have you here at church, but not at home. I'm going to have you here at work, but not, you know, not when I go out with my friend. God has to be the head over all aspects of our lives. We have to keep him the head at all times so that we can actually receive everything that he wants us to receive from him. He just gave us such a powerful word today. But God just put it on my heart to share. I don't know what you guys are going through. You know, life is hard. Sickness, death, relationship issues, children issues, financial issues, whatever it may be, guess what? God got you. Just reach out to him. Get to know him. That's going to be my thing for tonight. Get to know God so you can really trust him with everything. You know how you meet that first friend or you meet that first coworker, and you can't just go start talking to that coworker and telling them everything and really opening up to them. You got to get to know them. You got to see if you can trust them. You got to see if they talk too much anyway, you know. So get to know God. Get to know God by reading his word, by studying his word, by worshiping with others who know him and being around others. And then once you get to know him, you can really, really trust him and obey him and know that he the truth. God is the truth. He is the truth. So I'm going to get off here, you guys. Thank you so much for listening. I didn't mean to hold you this long, but it's been a while since I've been on. But you might say, okay, Savvy Living, this is Savvy Living. Yes, Savvy Living with Lorna B is all about God and living the smartest life possible. And you cannot live a smart life or a savvy life without God being the head of it. You just can't. He has just been putting on my heart to share his word, as long as, you know, along with my motivational tips and life skill tips, because prayer is a life skill. Having a relationship with God is a must to be successful in on this earth. To have a happy, healthy life, you have to have a relationship with God. He is our all in all, period, point blank. So if you're wondering, was this really savvy? Yeah, this is savvy living with Lord to be. It doesn't get any savvier than this, than talking about Jesus Christ and God being the head of our lives. You know, it is what it is. I love you, but most of all, God loves you. Please continue to check me out on Facebook, Instagram, and this awesome podcast at Savvy Living with Lorna B. And on Facebook, friends who like Savvy as well. Continue to like and share and follow. Remember, I am a motivational speaker. I'm a host with the mostest. And if you would like for me to come speak at any of your schools and teach life skills, because that's what I do by day, just email me or message me. Or if you would like for me to come speak at your church or organization, I love youth. I love young people. But most of all, I love God. So just email or message me. I love you. But most of all, who? God loves you. More blessings. Peace.